This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that 144 of its soldiers have been freed in a prisoner swap with Moscow. Most of the soldiers were former defenders of the Azovstal steelworks in the southern port city of Mariupol. Ukraine's defense ministry did not specify when and where the swap took place or how many Russian prisoners were released as part of the exchange. The statement said most of the freed soldiers had been seriously wounded by bullets or shell fragments, while others were suffering from burns and fractures. It said that 43 of the servicemen belonged to the Azov Regiment, a former paramilitary unit that is now integrated into the Ukrainian army. Russia considers the unit a neo-Nazi organization and has previously said its soldiers should stand trial. A French court on Wednesday handed down a guilty verdict for 20 men tried for the 2015 killing of 130 people in a coordinated bombing and shooting rampage across Paris carried out by a team of Islamic extremists. Salah Abdeslam, the lone survivor of the attacks and the main suspect, was sentenced to life in prison without parole after being found guilty on terrorism and murder charges. The sentence of life without parole has only been handed down four times in France's history. All the defendants were found guilty of various crimes, ranging from providing the attackers with weapons or cars, or planning to take part in the attack. Six defendants, believed to be dead, were tried in absentia and also found guilty. The Bataclan Music Hall, six bars and restaurants, and the National Sports Stadium were targeted in an hours-long attack across the French capital that shook the country and left deep scars on its psyche. This is VOA News. A United Nations Special Rapporteur on Burundi's